The most important thing in our practice is to train the mind, to get calm, yeah? to stop thinking, to stop memorizing, yeah? To make the heart completely calm so that you can see what is going on in the heart. Yeah? And when you think about, you know, when you think about the thoughts and the memories that come up, you know, they are just like the storm, just like the storm and the wind, you know, that make a what is it, a pond, you know, disturb the water of the pond so that you cannot see the ground. Once the wind, you know, goes away, once the rain goes away, you know, I mean, then the water becomes very, very calm, you know, and you can see what is on the ground. And it is the same with the heart. The moment our thoughts, the moment our memories stop, we can see to the ground of our heart what is actually going on in the heart, yeah? What is there, yeah? I mean, what kind of feelings are coming up? What kind of thoughts, intentions to think come up? What else, you know, whatever is coming up, yeah? But in order to get there, we have to train samadhi, yeah? And we train samadhi by staying with the Buddha or staying in anapanasati, with the breathing in and breathing out at the tip of the nose, yeah? So we can concentrate around the tip of the nose, yeah? And know when the breath goes in, know when the breath goes out. The same thing with the Buddha, yeah? I mean, the Buddha is the point of concentration is the Buddha. So we stay with the Buddha, 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 yeah? And then sooner or later, you know, when there's no more, less thoughts are coming in and the mind gets calm and quiet, yeah, then we start to develop the knowingness, yeah, the knowingness of the citta, knowing that the Buddha is starting, knowing that the Buddha is finished, knowing that the next Buddha is starting, knowing that the next Buddha is finished, knowing that the Buddha is slow, knowing that the Buddha is fast, knowing that the Buddha is is detailed or not. This knowingness we have to develop. But the biggest problem in our own practice is the moment the mind gets calm and we enjoy it, we enjoy the feeling of calmness, and then our mind drifts away to the feeling of calmness and we don't realize anything about the Buddha anymore, or we don't realize anything about the breath anymore. So we have to stop this drifting away to the feeling of calmness that arises, or to the feeling of joy, or to the feeling of happiness, or to the feeling of peacefulness. We should not go there. We should concentrate further on, you know, on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah, until it becomes very clear, until the mind drops in, until the concentration drops into the heart and to the knowingness where it comes from. In the beginning, the concentration, when we look at anapanasati, the concentration is at the tip of the nose, and we know or we feel, and that there is a feeling that the breath comes in and the feeling the breath goes out, and the feeling the breath is slow, or the feeling the breath is fast, you know, or it's detailed or not so detailed, or it is rough, and so on. In the beginning, this is mostly, you know, coming from our thinking, yeah, but the more detailed it is, but the more calmer our mind gets, you know, the more it drops towards the heart, yeah? And then there's one moment, you know, when the awareness, when it drops back into the heart, you know, where it actually arises from. And that's what we call sati, yeah? This awareness, this sati, yeah? When there's no more thoughts and when there's no more memories, that's when there is sati. Then we know what is going on in the heart. And this is the training that we should do, yeah? And we should strive for this kind of training, you know, to really understand, yeah? To really get down to the basics, you know, of our heart, or basics of our citta, what is going on in our citta, because there are so many things going on, yeah? Things that we are not aware, yeah? That's why I said a few days ago, you know, if you don't have sati, you know, I mean, we are like blind people, yeah? we run around, you know, and we think, you know, with our physical eyes we can see, but we don't see, you know, we don't see what is going on in the heart, yeah. All what we see is what is going on in our mind, yeah. The thoughts that come up and the memories come up, yeah. And we see or we catch ourselves, you know, when we're sweeping, you know, we think about, when is it is finished, or why is this not working, why is not that working, why is this person not helping, why is that person not helping? And we see ourselves, or when we wash the dishes, we see ourselves constantly. I mean, we start the washing of the dishes, you know, with mindfulness where the Buddha is, and 2 moments later, you know, our mindfulness is gone, yeah, and the thoughts are already planning. What am I going to do afterwards? Yeah? What am I going to do, you know, in 1 hour or 2 hours? How I am going to structure? I mean, we are constantly into planning. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, when we sit in front of our bowl, you know, before we take the first bite, I mean, we hopefully have some sati, we hopefully have some awareness of what is going on. But the moment we take the first bite, our mind is completely off, yeah? I mean, it's going, oh, I want more of this, oh, you know, let me try this, oh, let me try this, yeah? How does this taste? How does that taste? I mean, we have so ample of food, you know, so many kinds of food, yeah? I mean, the mind goes all over the place. Instead of being with the Buddha or being with the breath, we can do the same thing, yeah? I mean, actually, when we train our mind, you know, we should start in the morning, the moment, the first thought that we wake up with is the Buddha, yeah? Or when we have anapanasati, the first thing is, you know, I mean, how is my breath now, yeah? Okay, locate my breath, you know, and then stay until I go to sleep with the breath. We have no work to do where we have to think about this or we have to think about that. Yeah? But we will see the tendency. We see the tendency of the mind, you know. I mean, if it puts itself to work, be it sweeping or washing, you know, or even going on pindapat, you know, Armstrong. The first few moments it is with the task, and then it knows it can walk and walk and walk, you know. And then our mind thinks about what we're going to do after. Or looks at the food that gets into the bowl and think about, this is nice, this is what I want to eat, and so on. And it is not anymore with the Buddha. We are constantly planning, we are constantly thinking, yeah, and that is something that we have to master the mind with, you know. We have to master the mind that it doesn't constantly think, yeah, that it constantly is with the Buddha, or, you know, if you choose the breath, that it constantly is with the breath, constantly knowing, you know, how is the breath now, how is the breath now, yeah, is it slow, is it fast, is it, yeah, is it detailed, or is it rough, or how is the Buddha, is it fast, is it slow, you know, is it detailed, yeah, all the time knowing, yeah, this knowingness, yeah. There are only 2 weapons, and Alunga Mahabodh said, there are only 2 weapons how we can fight the kilesas, and that is called satipanya. And sati, he also explained it, and the first time when I heard it, you know, I really understood, yeah. I always thought, you know, about, you know, the Western translation of sati as mindfulness, you know, thought, yeah. But then he explained it, yeah. The person who has sati, that moment, he doesn't have any kilesas, yeah. And sati is actually, you know, it is the mind emptiness, and mindfulness is the mind full. Yeah? We can be really mindful of one thing, yeah? But we don't know what is going on in the heart while our mind is full of this one thing. But that is different with sati, or with this awareness. It is always knowing what is going on in the heart, yeah? Even while one is doing something. One knows, you know, one knows what is going on in the heart. I mean, when I lift my hand, or when I wash the dishes, I know that, I know the aggression that comes up, or I know, you know, the nice feeling that comes up while I'm away, you know, of washing the dishes, yeah? So, I mean, if we really have sati, I mean, we are people, like people see, yeah? And that is the important thing. If you don't see what is going on, I mean, we can't use wisdom or we can't develop wisdom, yeah? How to tackle the kilesas who constantly just disrupt us, yeah, in our effort. Yeah? They constantly want to draw us out, yeah. That's why they bring up all these thoughts and all these memories, yeah. And they bring up all these judgments. Oh, today my meditation is good, you know. And then it is the end of the meditation the moment the thought comes. Eh? Oh, my meditation is bad, you know. Let me do something else, you know. Today it is not working. I tried so many things, yeah, and it's not working. Let me do something else. No, I mean we have to refrain. We have to withstand the power of. Yeah, the power of the kilesas, we really have to withstand it. We have to train our mind not to give into the kilesas, and that takes a lot of effort, yeah? Because it is easy, oh, I'm tired, okay, let's go to sleep. No, oh, I'm tired, okay, kilesas go to sleep and I practice, yeah? This is the attitude that we should have, yeah? Not giving into the kilesas. But if we give in, you know, we also know that we have given in to the kilesas and say, okay, the kilesas fooled me, the kilesas got me, yeah. To be aware that we followed the kilesas, yeah. If we are not aware of what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the result of our doing is, I mean, how can we get ever clever? How can we develop wisdom? How can we ever fight the kilesas if we fall for every trick of them? This is something that you really have to understand. I mean, if you give in to the kilesas, and that will happen, you know, that will happen for years on and on and on. Yeah? That is not a fault. Yeah, but know that you give in to the kilesas. Know that the kilesas, and then look, you know, how the kilesas fooled you. Yeah. And then make a determination that the next time you will try not to give in to the kilesas. This is how you can progress, yeah? If you just, you know, I said tired, okay, let's go to sleep, yeah? I mean, you lost the whole battle, yeah? And everything that you did before, you know, was quite useless, yeah? Because then, you know, then the kilesas know that they can pull you with this, you know, and they pull you left, you know, today they pull you left, and they pull you right, and you pull you up, and then they pull you down, yeah? And this is something, I mean, we really have to look out for. Yeah? I mean, it's no harm done, you know, following the kilesas as long as we know it, yeah? As long as we know it, how they did it, how they did the trick, you know? Otherwise, we will not be able to understand the tricks, you know, how the kilesas rule us, yeah? And they have ruled us for millions, billions of lives, yeah? So, I mean, or even trillions of lives, yeah? So they are not easy to give up, yeah? I mean, if you say, you know, I'm determined, you know, not to be born again, you know, I mean, yeah? They will laugh in the background of us, yeah? I mean, they really need to see some effort to undermine their power, yeah? And the only effort, you know, undermining the power is first to develop sati and then to develop panya. And panya we develop, you know, I mean, the first thing is probably, you know, when we sit in meditation to investigate dukkha vedana or to investigate painful feelings, yeah. And painful feelings, yeah, instead of going to the tip of the nose where our breath is, or to the Buddha, we go to the point where we think we are in pain, yeah? And then we investigate it. What is pain, you know? First of all, you know, how does it feel, pain, yeah? I mean, let it, you know, don't push it away. Don't push it away, the pain, yeah? Because it just gets stronger, yeah? I mean, breathe it in wholeheartedly, whole bodily, you know, breathe in the pain, you know, and then ask, you know, what is the feeling of pain, yeah? So, look at it, yeah? Look at the feeling, you know? I mean, until you understand the feeling of pain, yeah? And then go to the point of pain, you know, and then ask the usual questions, anicca, anatta, dukkha, you know, is it permanent or is it constantly changing, yeah? Is it anatta, you know? I mean, the pain and the one who observes the pain, are they the one and the same person or are they different, yeah? Or is it dukkha, you know, is it unpleasant, yeah? I mean, use these three universal characteristics to investigate pain. And then you ask, you know, where exactly is the pain? Is it in the skin? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? Is it in the bones? Yeah? Where exactly is it? You know, I try to locate it, yeah? And then investigate, you know, when you think it is in the skin, you know, then investigate the skin. You know, look at it, where exactly is it in the skin? When you think it is in the muscle, where exactly, you know, go with your sati, you know, look at it, yeah? Look at it, you know, to find it, yeah? But you can't find it, you know, and when you actually come close to the truth, you know, I mean, the pain disappears from this knee or from this location to another location. And the one location that was so painful that we hardly could stand anymore is completely free of pain, and then the pain has shifted to another location, you know, that is so painful we can't stand it. I mean, we have to get up. No, then you do the same thing at that location, yeah? And then you follow from one location to the other location until it shows you where it actually arises from. And that's how we investigate pain. It's not easy, yeah, and it will be, and we will fail, you know, and we constantly will fail, yeah. I mean, admit that you fail, you know, and say, okay, I failed today, yeah. And let tomorrow, you know, or later on, you know, let do it, you know, and let, you know, just let half a minute, you know, add half a minute each time, you know, to investigate the pain, yeah. So that, you know, in the beginning you could stay 5 minutes with the pain, and then 6 minutes with the pain, 7 minutes with the pain, 8 minutes, until, you know, got slowly, yeah? I mean, don't try to break it, yeah? If it breaks, you know, I mean, you can't repair it, you know? I mean, you can bend it, but you don't need to break it, yeah? Just okay, yeah? Okay, I lost, you know? And we lose so many battles, yeah? Before we are going to win one battle. How did Lung Tam Bo describe, you know, this battle against Achilles? He compared it to to us, you know, a newling, you know, I mean, going into the boxing ring with the champion, yeah. I mean, instantly, you know, we just go into the boxing ring, and then the champion, you know, just kicks us out, yeah. I mean, we need to gain our consciousness, you know, for a few minutes, and then we go again, yeah? And then each time, you know, each time we can stand a little bit longer in the boxing ring, yeah? And then sooner or later we can understand how he moves, how he tacks, yeah? How are his tactics, yeah? How does he, you know, how does he give his blow, yeah? And once we understand, you know, I mean, it takes a while how he gives his blows, yeah, how he knocks us out, yeah. I mean, then we can have a hit on him, you know, we can duck, you know, and then we can hit him back, yeah. And then the first time, you know, the Kilesas are knocked out. Oh, wow, this is a sensation, yeah. But it will take a long time, so I mean, don't get disheartened, you know. I mean, just, you know, we need lots of patience, and always, yeah, okay, let's try again, yeah. I mean, we have to have the utmost patience in this fight, yeah. No matter if it is samadhi, no matter if it is then the investigation of the body, yeah. The investigation of the body is there, you know, to reduce greed and hatred, yeah. But this is, you know, for today, I think it is enough, yeah. So I mean, first, you know, first train the samadhi, you know, first train the sati, you know, and don't always be in thoughts, yeah. Huh? Don't plan even your meditation, yeah. I mean, the only thought that you should have in the morning when you wake up, where's my hook, or where's my anchor, yeah? And the anchor is either the Anapanasati or it is the Buddha. Yeah? And then the only question that you should ask is, where is my Buddha? Am I with my Buddha or not with my Buddha? Am I with my breath or not with my breath? That's the only thing that you should, yeah? Anything. Ah, yes, I'm going to sit for hours, yeah? No. I mean, just go and sit. Just go and walk. Now, when you're done sitting, then just turn to walking. When you're done walking, then just go to sitting. Yeah? And do as much as you can. And a little bit more. Each time you do a little bit more. And if it is just 1 minute more, or half a minute more, yeah? I mean, you slowly go up, yeah, to maybe 14, 15, 16, 17 hours a day. Yeah? And then, you know, the practice really develops.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah?
You mentioned that there is a first time where we defeat the kilesas.
What?
You said that, you just mentioned that there was a first time that you defeat the kilesas and that's an amazing sensation. What are you referring to? What is the first time you defeat the kilesas?
I mean, the moment that the kilesas disappear. I mean, they are knocked out, you know. I mean, they are knocked out for very, they are not knocked out for a very long time, yeah. I mean, it can be a few minutes, you know. It can be a few hours where they are knocked out, yeah. One time, you know, I mean, Lungta Mahabho helped me to knock out the kilesas, and that lasted for 9 days, yeah. And I was looking, hey, where are they now? And they are not there, yeah. And then after 9 days, whoosh, you know, they came back, you know, full blown, yeah. But sometimes, you know, even before, you know, I mean, you knock out the kilesas and then you know they are not there. Yeah? I mean, your practice has been developed, you know, to such a state, you know, where you know, are the kilesas still there lurking around? Yeah? But they are so far in the background that you can't see them. Yeah? That is when you knock them out. Yeah? But don't worry, they come back. But then, you know, you have free time, you know, you really can dive into, yeah? Because there's nothing disturbing you. Hmm?
Catching guru.
What?
Catching guru.
Catching what?
Catching the dog, guru.
Oh, catching the dog. Yeah, that is difficult. Yeah, catching the kilesas.